If you don't control reality, reality will control you. Transurfing is an extremely powerful tool for creating your own reality. My name is Dennis, and this is Transurfing World, where you learn transurfing techniques and concepts that can be applied into your own reality. Be welcome. Transurfing principles. The search for love. There is no need to go searching for love. Love will find you. To meet your other half, systematically run a slide in which you imagine your life together with some abstract individual who represents your ideal. At a certain point, a door will open and he or she will appear. From then on, it will be up to you. You have to go through the door, take the first step, letting go of blind pride and any sort of prejudice. Take this step simply and sincerely without masquerade or affection. Unaffectedness is always compelling. Likewise, always be yourself. Don't try and change who you really are under any circumstances. Stay true to your own credo. Then the dual mirror will stay free of crooked distortion. Welcome back to Transurfing World. My name is Dennis and welcome back to another episode. In this episode, we are going to discuss the transurfing principle called the search for love. And as per usual, I started off the podcast by reading the principle itself from the book 78 Days of Transurfing by Baden Zeeland. This principle is all about finding your true love. And for this principle, we're going to focus only on love, right? So we're not going to talk about family love or friends love, you know. It's all about your true love. If you want to manifest your partner, this is the principle you have to apply. We're going to go through the process you need to go through if you want to manifest your dream partner in your dream reality. All right, so I want you to keep an open mind here. And as I go through this principle, I want you to remember, you know, the different principles we've been discussed so far. And just for a quick recap, so far we've gone through different principles. In transurfing, it's important to understand that all principles, all transurfing principles are correlated. So you have to apply them in unison. So you might remember principles like I am my goal, confidence, self-worth, when you have to have a different approach towards life, towards your reality. So the first step in transurfing, before we tap into love or the search of love for love, I want you to remember that in transurfing, everything happens naturally. And the moment you let go of any external resistance, you start experiencing a different reality. You know by now that everything you have in this life, every single experience you got in this life is because of your past choices, of your past experiences. And you gotta understand that all these past experiences have been influenced by pendulums, by negative pendulums, right? So now, by applying transurfing concepts, you are more aware of all these external factors, external negative energies, so you can break free. That's the beauty of transurfing. It makes you more aware of all the things that surround you, so you can become more aware. And once you are more aware, you can take better choices, better decisions, so you can change your reality. At the end of the day, that's what we want with transurfing. So one of the concepts in transurfing is that you need to be confident, but not like confident in a way that everyone tells you. That you have to believe in yourself, you have to be confident. No. In transurfing, we have this approach that in life, we deserve everything. At the end of the day, we are a child of God and we deserve the very best. We have to plant this mindset in our brain, right? We gotta believe that we are worthy of anything in life. So we can turn ourselves in our dream path, in our dream reality. That's the one thing that I want you to understand. And I want you to remember, because we've gone through all these principles in previous episodes. Once you become aware of your worth, once you become aware of what you're worth or and about, and when you become aware of your confidence, and also when you let go of things and you are not chained to a particular thing, you break free, you're going to start pursuing a different reality. Remember, in transurfing, there is not such thing as creating your reality, your dream reality. What you want in life, it's already here. It's already in this universe. The only thing you have to do here is you have to shift your energy towards your dream reality, and then you can manifest anything you want. Again, in transurfing, there is not such thing as creating reality. Your dream reality is already here. The only thing you have to do is you have to act. You have to work with other intention so you can get whatever makes you fulfilled in life. So getting back to this principle called the search for love. As I read in the beginning of this episode, if you want to manifest someone in your life, there is no need to be needy, to go out and actually get into this state of mind where you become needy, where you are constantly looking for what you want or for who you want. In this case, if you're wanting to attract a certain person, it's fine. But now in transurfing, the author points out the slide technique, and you've already know what's a slide technique. When you use slides in your mind to go through your dreams, to your desires, and with the power of visualization, you can accomplish what you want. Because as long as you know exactly where you're going to, with the slide technique, with the power of the slide technique, you can manifest it. As long as you visualize the process, as long as you visualize the ending outcome, you're going to be all right, and everything is going to come into fruition. All right, so one thing you have to understand here is the, you know, this light technique. That's the thing you have to understand. If you don't remember it, you can go back, you can refer to our previous episode when we go over this light technique. But now, what we see here in transurfing is like, when you want to accomplish and you want to manifest your true love, you have to put an image in your visualization. As the book says, to meet your other half, systematically run a life in which you imagine your life together with some abstract individual who represents your ideal. In this case, you're going to run this life in your mind as something abstract, right? It doesn't have to be someone specific. And we're going to go over the other case when you want to manifest someone that is specific. But now in this case, when you just want to feel love, true love, the first thing you have to understand is you got to let go of this sentiment of needing someone, right? Or constantly looking out. Because as you know, in transurfing, the more resistance we create, the more excess potential we attribute in our lives to anything or to anyone, we create more resistance, more dissonance between our heart and our mind. And that's going to have the opposite effect. So we end up getting what we don't want. So here in the search of love, you have to imagine and feel the true love that you find your ideal partner. But in this case, in your visualization, you're going to imagine your ideal partner as an abstract individual. And by repetition and through the power of this light technique, it's going to happen. A door is going to get opened and the rest is up to you. At a certain point, a door will open and he or she will appear. From then on, it will be up to you. Now, what happens if we want to manifest, or we want to attract someone that you already know. And let me pull out the book here, and I want to read you a quote on that here from the book. And it says, "You should only include a person you already know in your life in the extreme case that no other means of finding requited love is open to you. In principle, you can run a life in which you are both together and love each other. This is a script of a kind, and so consequently, it will exist in the variance of space, but the other person concerned is not a passive object. They are a living being who is also actively realizing their intention. You might have some success with this life, but it won't be very effective because no living person is stationary in their variance of space." So this is powerful. Like, if you want to, it's going to take more effort, and it's going to be harder to manifest someone you already know because of this. Every single person is working with intention, whether they know it or not, whether they are aware of not or not of their life, but they are working with intention, with inner intention. So they are not passive livings. That's why in Transurfing, we don't have to, in Transurfing, what the author says is we don't have to focus on one person as a materialistic thing. We got to go beyond and focus on the emotion we want to feel. And just let go and trust the process, and we will see that it's going to happen. But you have to trust, and you have to run this life in your head, in your mind, over time. And through repetition, you will see that this is going to be effective. But you have to seek for the emotion, for the outcome you want. Imagine an abstract individual when you run this life in your mind. That's how you find your true love. Because, you know, by now in Transurfing, we use other intention. It's not like we are using thought itself. It's not like we are thinking about the person and we want to attract it only by thought. Because by now you already know that thought by itself means nothing. Thought by itself does nothing and accomplish nothing. If you're using only thoughts, you know, you can spend your entire life doing and thinking about the person, or not just the person, but this is like a universal law. It's never going to happen. Thought by itself doesn't do anything. And in a previous episode, I put the example that if you want to raise your hand and you say, like, "I want to raise my hand," thought by itself doesn't do anything. So if you want to raise your hand and you're thinking about it, your hand will never get raised. If you use inner intention, you can use the force you have within. And through intention, through this force coming from within, you are going to raise your hand. But in Transurfing, we focus on other intention, the most powerful thing you can use to manifest and to work with the variance of space. So we want to put ourselves in a position that, with the power of working intention, we are going to tune ourselves in our true reality, but it's not like we are going to do anything, because we are going to use external forces that put us into our dream reality. Because as I said, in Transurfing, not just in Transurfing, this is a universal law. Everything is already here. It's already created. So everything is here. You only have to tune yourself. You have to vibrate at the right frequency so you can accomplish what you want. Once you are in the right path, you're done, because your life is going to be fulfilling. And this goes down to love as well. So the search for love. In this case, if you want to manifest your true partner, you got to work with other intention. And go and try this light technique, as the book says, and run your life in your mind, imagining if what you want is to find love, your love partner, imagine it as an abstract individual. And you will see it's going to materialize. The door is going to open as long as you do it. And through repetition, you do it, and with emotion and with intention, with the power of inner intention, you push it forward. And with the power of other intention, the universe, the door is going to get open. The universe is going to help you. And you will see that you are going to, that person is going to appear. And you will see, it's going to seem that it came out of nowhere. But you will see, and it will be no doubt that it was because of other intention. As long as you apply transfer from principles, just try it, and you will see that that's going to become a reality. So that's how you manifest, or you how you find your true love. And thank you so much for listening to Transurfing World. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have not already, subscribe to this podcast so you can learn more about reality transurfing. As always, I hope you have a great rest of the day. And I will see you tomorrow with another transurfing principle. Thank you so much again, and until the next one. Bye.